as we come up on quarter to six, time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a down-to-earth Monday. That's right. We've got a $50 down-to-earth gift certificate on the line today before 7, 9, and 5, the three times we shoot in our March Hope and Hoops. And at the end of the day, also, and everybody's eligible for this, even if you won the $50, you're still eligible to be in the drawing for the $250 down-to-earth gift certificate at the end of the day. So how about that, Jason Cans?
That sounds like a really good deal.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here thinking, what would I use $250 for at down-to-earth? And I don't think it would last me long there.
Yeah.
I have a lot of things I would happily buy at the store.
They've got a lot of great, and this is the time of the year, right? Wow, this is the busy time of the year for that. So,
yep, definitely picking up.
Thanks so much to we love working with them over there. All right, well, we both went to Milwaukee this weekend, didn't we?
We did, but not together.
No.
So I was there. Alex had the semifinals for the International Competition of High School Acapella, I think is what it's what the title is, at the Pabst Theater. And so we were there on Saturday night listening to, there were 11 acapella groups from around the Midwest, and it was a great time. Lots of talent in that room.
Huh. So I was a little concerned. I went down Friday before the snow, and then they got, I don't know, 10 to 12 inches of just snowed and snowed and snowed. I mean, it was a lot. I don't know.
It did. Yeah.
And so how did that work with your travel in on Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Coming through Green Bay was terrible. Green Bay was really, really awful on Saturday. And we left at 9 in the morning, and there were a couple times where I thought, I'm not sure we're going to make it. You know, cars in the ditch left and right. And but we made it okay to my mom's house, which is north of Milwaukee, about an hour. And we're able to then get to Milwaukee just fine. And getting home was great.
So. Okay, yeah, we were kind of both sides of it, and I was able to get down there following Peggy and Elena traveling down on Wednesday. And got to exercise some of those snow shoveling muscles a little bit, you know, so there we go.
Sure. Yeah, it's nice to be able to give those a workout this late in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, Elena and Peggy got more of the spring break vacation experience with the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Milwaukee Public Museum, which I think they're looking to close, and the Mitchell Park Dome. So they got quite the taste of Milwaukee there, so.
I haven't been to the dome in years, or the domes in years, and I love it there. Again, the plant thing, it's great.
Yeah, see, I was home shoveling, and I opted and doing some radio work that I had to do called news archiving. But yeah, they enjoyed it, and it's like the different areas, tropical, desert, what have you. So, but I guess there's some leakage there, and basically the word is it would be easier to. You know, it'd be so expensive to repair the domes. It'd be easier to, like, rebuild, and they would do it differently. And so talk on both of those fronts in Milwaukee. Right, there's your Milwaukee update. I think we are off to James 1, 9 through 11 this morning.
Sure. It says, believers who are poor have something to boast about, for God has honored them. And those who are rich should boast that God has humbled them. They will fade away like a little flower in the field. The hot sun rises and the grass withers. The little flower droops and falls, and its beauty fades away. In the same way, the rich will fade away with all of their achievements.
Mm. And in your devotional commentary on James, and we've said we were going to talk about how you started with James, but maybe we'll do that in the close. You write this on 9 through 11. Sometimes you get too focused on the here and now and what the world says is essential, riches, success, and comfort. But listen, I will bless the afflicted, the one who clings to me when there's no worldly hope, not the rich man who says, look at everything I have accomplished. You keep putting secondary things first, you will always be disappointed. Someday, you'll be sitting alone in your broken-down house in threadbare clothes, wondering what happened. Beloved, eternal beauty is found only in me. All earthly beauty reflects my everlasting glory. I've got some thoughts. I'll save them. What are yours?
Yeah, you know, I think for me it's the recognition that our hope is found in God's ultimate reconciliation of all things. And we get so focused. I know I've been wrestling with that even this weekend, focusing on those material or temporal things that I'm missing. And this is a good reminder.
Two things for me. One is I'm glad I opened up this morning after the Star Spangled Banner with Consumed by Fire, First Things First, so that seems to fit. And secondly, sure. The mention of beauty there, and thinking of Brian Zahn's book, Beauty Will Save the World, the Dostoevsky quote, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yeah, and for me, it's a good reminder, too, to focus on what little and small beautiful things do you notice in your world, moment by moment, day by day.
Yes, so. Like bumblebees.
Absolutely.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, there we go. That's why we call it the best 5 minutes of the day right there. Covered a lot of ground in 5 minutes. The final 3 days of the CCM Song Showdown. We've got the final four, and this morning, one of the semifinals just matches in the 7 o'clock hour this week. The Newsboys nominated by Pam Wheeler. Caleb will give you the song, and then Gary Opelt nominating Crowder. Caleb, what do we got?
So we've got the Newsboys with Greatness of Our God, and then Crowder with Come As You Are. Voting open in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We're going to play the songs for you now, and you can vote at 715-396-1670 by text. And again, two ways to vote. You can vote in both places. That's totally allowed. We always just ask, as long as you're counting every member of your family, make sure you just actually ask them to make sure that we get a real vote. Mm-hmm. It's on your honor system. Because this is where it really gets tight. This is the final four. This is the semifinal. This sees who moves on to the championship on Wednesday morning at 7:15.
I don't know what to say. I'm flabbergasted like I was. I mean, this is unbelievable. Crowder in a runaway over the Newsboys.
Yeah. I mean, and again, this really wasn't close. Almost from the word go, Crowder fans came out in force, and Crowder is in the championship on Wednesday at 7:15. He'll face the winner of Toby Mac and Zach Williams, which is tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. But yeah, again, great run by the Newsboys, but Crowder absolutely overwhelmed them today.
It was really something. So, all right, we'll look forward to tomorrow's matchup. We like it competitive. This was not. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. So much going on, raising support for WIB Incorporated, our March Hope and Hoops contest that I'm doing best of jokes today, Caleb.
Okay, all right. Going back to the archives a little bit, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to start it off with this one. Dear Diary, Diet Day 1. All the pie has been removed from the house, and it was delicious.
There you go. Well, Havel, what do you call a guy that's always just lying on your front doorstep?
What?
Matt.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That's right. Hey, you know, Caleb, I had the other day, I mean, I was at the grocery store. I mean, I had the rudest, slowest, nastiest cashier. I mean, I guess it's my own fault for using the self-checkout line.
Make us laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Our best 6 jokes that we could find post-haste. Why is Billy Joel's laundry still wet? Joel's laundry still wet? He didn't start the dryer.
Okay. Very good. Hey, finally this morning, let's see, I'm going to go away with this one. No, what kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I'm not sure.
A physician.
Oh, man.
And finally, hear from me on the WIB Wake Up Show on Make Us Laugh Monday. It was just reported that thieves stole 40 cases of Red Bull from the grocery store.
Wow.
I don't know how these people sleep at night.
Exactly.
All right, we did what we could. Make Us Laugh Monday, along with lots of other things here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And speaking of tickets, we've got a pair of tickets for Ren Collective. You know what? We have an extra pair, and we tried to give these away on social media over the weekend, and I don't know what it is, but it just seems like people aren't seeing our posts like they used to. So this is what we're going to try and do. We're going to try and give it away right now by text 715-396-1670. And it's sort of a simple question, but one that no one can Google, and that's always kind of the goal here. So we were at Sam's Club on the weekend picking up some items, and as we headed out, there were, what do you see this time of year? Girl Scouts selling cookies, and they said, would you like to buy some? And I said, yes, I would. And so I sent Nora over to the table and said, baby, you pick out one box of cookies that you would like. What kind of Girl Scout cookies did Nora choose? What kind? She picked one kind. What did she choose? Her box of Girl Scout cookies. Text us 715-396-1670. Havel, everybody who gets this right before 8:30 will be put in a drawing to win 2 tickets to see Ren Collective this Thursday at the Pablo. So you got to get it right. But if multiple people get it right, we'll do a random number generator between that. But so basically what we're looking for is a kind of Girl Scout cookies. What kind do you think Nora chose when we were at Sam's Club over the weekend and bought our Girl Scout cookies? They were delicious. I enjoyed them very much.
All right. Give it a try.
715-396-1670-396-1670.
Root roll-ups. You're not going to believe what they had to tell TikTokers not to do, Caleb.
This is just...
Fruit roll-ups recently went viral on TikTok after users wrapped ice cream in them and froze the combination to create a sandwich-style snack.
Well, which sounds pretty good. Sure.
Yeah. However, some users were seen biting straight into the unrolled product, which raised concerns about the thin layer of plastic inside that's intended to be removed when it's unrolled.
Don't eat the plastic.
Yeah. Some creators even claim that there was no plastic in their fruit roll-ups or that the plastic doesn't really matter because it's so crunchy.
Again, there's magic shell that you can put on ice cream or just the plastic from your fruit roll-up.
Right.
So whatever you choose.
In fact, the company behind fruit roll-ups even posted a PSA, public service announcement, reminding users not to consume the plastic lining in the product.
Maybe that's just yet another reason not to be on TikTok. I don't know. I'd hate to be the old guy here, but it just seems like...
Some of the behavior associated with that, I mean, some of these people, what they're doing with schools and things, and it's like, it started on TikTok.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Make good choices, kids. Make good choices. Don't eat the plastic. And how about we also need to say who won these Ren Collective tickets? So, what kind of Girl Scout cookies did Nora choose? And here's the thing. This is a delicious kind of Girl Scout cookies, but I believe she chose it because of the color of the packaging, because she can't read yet.
Okay.
And so what she chose was the purple ones, which are Caramel Delights. Caramel Delights. And that means Beth from Eau Claire, you are going to see Ren Collective. Beth was, in fact, the only person who got it right. A lot of people said peanut butter patties. A lot of people said thin mints. But Nora went with the purple one and with the Caramel Delights. And they were quite delicious. So congratulations, Beth. We're sending you and a guest to see Ren Collective this Thursday at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Your tickets are going to be at Will Call.
Way to go. Enjoy it. We'll see you there.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center joins us. And of course, Down to Earth Garden Center giving a $50 gift certificate to one of our pledgers this morning for Hope and Hoops, and also a $250 gift certificate at the end of the day. Ben, thank you for joining us today. You're knocking down some warm-ups.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Now, we were talking about, okay, this is kind of the eve of the really, really busy season. Of course, again, you've got Mother's Day, Memorial Day, but this is when you are prepping everything for, again, once we start getting into April and such, this is when it's the peak season for Down to Earth.
Yeah, this is kind of our busy time getting everything ready to be busy, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
We could even feel that anticipation for spring this weekend with all the extra traffic. You know, it's sunny and a little bit warmer than we're used to so far, and it's definitely like it's coming. You can feel it's coming. We promise spring will be here sometime soon. You can come out to the greenhouses and check out all the hanging baskets and stuff that are growing. You know, they're still small, but they're growing.
It's
there's signs of spring that are definitely coming.
I think there's a lot of people who just say, yeah, I just need to feel like spring is actually going to be here. And I believe it was at greenhouses 5 and 6. I thought I saw that you guys were opening up saying, hey, the items in here aren't ready for sale yet, but if you just want to come in and experience them and kind of drink it all in, you certainly can.
Yeah. There's nothing like walking through a greenhouse this time of year and smelling that dirt and just like spring. You know, you can just tell it's coming. And yeah, the main greenhouses 5 and 6 are now open. We're starting more houses at our growing farm. You know, it's every day there's a sign of spring to come. More houses we have open, the more spring is here.
Yeah, and one of the great advantages of Down to Earth is being able to shop indoors and outdoors too. And so again, the weather's going to get better. We know it will too. But if people just want to mosey around indoors in those greenhouses, I've been in there. Again, it's very comfortable inside.
Yeah, especially now you go in our tropical houses and it's 75 degrees on a sunny day and the roof's open. It's crazy. Like we're actually venting, but now it's warm enough that we can have that roof open, still feels 75 degrees in there, and you can come check out all the cool plants in there.
And if folks have, for some reason, never been to Down to Earth, you guys are on Highway 93 South, but also you mentioned the shops at Down to Earth. You've got all sorts of things going on, the Mustard Seed Boutique, the 5 and 2 Cafe, as well as all the greenhouses. You've hosted events, again, that probably really helped farmers markets and stuff, really helped people get rid of some of those winter blues. There's always something going on. Classes probably starting soon as well.
Yeah, classes are going on. We do classes all winter long and through the spring. There's always something going on the weekends. In the winter, we have different events, like you said, like the farmers markets, the junk antique shows, all kinds of different stuff for local vendors. And now this time of year, we'll be ramping up to, you know, as we're filling up with plants and something going on still every weekend, and all the different shops like you mentioned. There's, you can grab a drink in the cafe, stroll around the Mustard Seed Boutique. There's a whole experience to be had.
Yeah, it really is. And again, I mean, you could spend the day there and still probably not see everything that you have going on. Well, we appreciate you guys, Ben. And how do people find out more? I mean, besides just going and seeing you at Highway 93 South in Eau Claire, but websites as well, too, if they want to just poke around a little.
Stay up to date on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram. All the things are available on there and what's happening day to day. And our website is downtoearthgardencenter.com.
All right, Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center. And Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center joins us. And so, your father-in-law, Steve, said, yeah, I want to make another pledge in honor of 5 grandchildren. He said, we got to put a little pressure on with $25 per maiden shot for all the grandchildren for you, Ben. And he was laughing a little bit. He said, no, we want to put some pressure on the son-in-law a little here.
I appreciate the extra pressure.
He rises to the occasion. He mm-hmm. does. Thank you, Cody, for jumping in with a flat pledge as well. And Halvo, again, their last chance to pledge here, literally just a couple minutes left.
I'll tell you what, one of the best businessmen in the Chippewa Valley right here, right next to
Indeed.
Us, Caleb. I've known this guy for years since I covered him at the FFA convention. Where was it? Was it Kansas City or
Louisville?
Louisville.
Well, a long time ago.
Yeah, Indianapolis, the whole deal. And so, yeah, well, you know, going back, feel the. But I've seen you already with the underhanded approach. Looks like you got it down.
I've been practicing all year.
There you go.
This all year long. Again, thank you, Ben, for providing such a generous prize to a $50 gift certificate to Down to Earth going to one of our pledgers this morning, and then a chance for a $250 gift certificate in the afternoon, as well as a grand prize from all those who pledged throughout the day. Thank you guys for the ways that you support WWIB as an advertiser and also WIB Inc. Here is the sponsor.
We're definitely glad to support everything you guys do here. I mean, it's a huge part of our community, and we love being a part of it.
All right, Down to Earth Garden Center, our sponsor. Get yourself in the running for that prize. Last second pledge, 396-1670. Then Ben's up to the line right after this.
All right, it is time, and Caleb's going to recap with a lot of support here for Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center on this Down to Earth Monday, Caleb.
Yeah, we just heard from Rick from Affordable Auto. He's like, yeah, I've worked with Ben. Ben's a great guy. I want to pledge $20 per made shot. Thank you so much, Rick, adding to the pledges this morning. We also heard from Frank from Eau Claire, Ed from Fall Creek, Mary from Eau Claire, Dale and Sue from Glenwood City, Marsha from Menominee, Steve and Brenda from Kanat, Sandy, Ben's wonderful mother as well, matching the pledge of $100 per make and $25 per miss from Steve and Brenda from Kanat. And then Steve said, you know what? I've got to make this even more difficult on my son-in-law and add some more pressure. So doing $25 per make for all the grandkids as well. Cody from Eau Claire with a flat pledge. And then we just heard from Rick from Affordable Auto as well with a wonderful pledge. Thank you so much. And I think Ben's ready to go.
All right. Yeah, he's sporting his Down to Earth Garden Center hoodie, and he's ready to go. All right. Let's do it. Start number one. One-handed underhand. Backboard is good.
Perfect.
He's got an approach. Number two, underhand, it's off the backboard and good. He's focusing on that target. 2 for 2, banks 3 for 3. 2 more to go. Underhand, toss, backboard, 4 for 4. Showing us how it's done. The last one, backboard, 5 for 5.
5 for 5. How is dinner going to be with the in-laws now, too, where you just soaked your father-in-law for a great cause for everything that possibly could have been pledged?
I got to hold up to that pressure, so I mean, I got to make him pay up.
Man, you, again, just cool, calm, and collected. Everyone just the same way. Repetitive motion.
What kind of golfer are you? I want you on my scramble team.
I've never golfed before, so okay, I don't think you want me on your golf team.
Well, we'll see who wins that $50 gift certificate from Down to Earth. And, of course, everybody who pledged also in the running for $250 from Down to Earth. Again, Ben, thank you for coming in. Thank you for supporting as an advertiser, as a sponsor. We appreciate you guys so much. And I know you make a lot of people's day every day there at Down to Earth Garden Center.
Our pleasure. Glad to be here.